Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Samach Gimel, 363, as we continue with the second mitzvah in Parshas Naso, the second one dealing with Tumas Mikdash. Tumas Mikdash, says the Torah again, if you remember, the beginning of Parakei, Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Limor, Tzavetz B'nai Yisrael, command B'nai Yisrael, meaning the mitzvah is on everyone, Vishalchu Min HaMachaneh, they shall send everyone out of the Machaneh, Kol Tzaruah V'chol Zav, V'chol Tamei L'Nafesh. Any Tzaruah, any person who has Tzaraz, or Zav, or Tamei L'Nafesh. As we mentioned last time, this is referring to three different Machanos. The Mitzvah has to be sent out of all three Machanos, even outside of Machaneh Yisrael, even outside of Yerushalayim. Zav, some that's called the Tumah Hayotzei Migufo, someone who has Tumah that's flowing out of him. So he has to be sent out of two Machanos, out of Machana Levia, out of Harabayas. And finally, V'chol Tamei L'Nefesh, Tamei Meis, has to be sent out of just the first Machaneh, but all three of them need to be sent out. We spoke about last time what is included in the mitzvah. Possibly, it's all a function of leaving the Shechina. But either way, these are the Lamaisa, three different Machanos that a person is sent out of. Mizachar and Akeva Tishalechu, El Michus LaMachaneh Tishalchum. Anyone, male and females, they all have to be sent out. V'lo yitamu es machanehem. They're not allowed to be metame, impurify the camp, asher ani shochen b'sochan, that I am amongst them. Ebrei Yisrael did that. V'yishalchu osam amichos l'machaneh, they sent them everyone out. Kasher dibar Hashem Moshe, kein asu b'nei Yisrael. As we pointed out last time, this is here, once they set up the camp with all of the shvatim, at the beginning of Naso, and we know how we travel, so now it makes sense to have this mitzvah. Okay, the Isser. So last time we spoke about the Aseh. Now today we talk about the Losa Aseh. The even before we get into it, says the Tosefta. There's a very crucial Tosefta relating to this mitzvah. This Isser of Knisa L'Mikdash when one is Tameh. The Tosefta tells us in Masechta Shvuos, Perek Aleph Tosefta Beis, Hayir Reb Shimon Omer, Kashe Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav Mikol Aveiro Shebatora. Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav is more difficult and more stringent than all the other Averis. Shekol Averis Shebetorah Miskapros Besirachas. All other Averis, you bring one Chatos, boom. V'Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav Mischaperes Bilamid Beis Seirin. But Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav needs 32 Seirim. So many times on the Rosh Chodashim and the Yom Tovim, we bring many Karbanos to be Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash, to bring a kapara, so to speak, for the Mikdash that was defiled. So you see how chamur it is. It's not just one Avera, boom, you're finished, but it's Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav. Kol Aver Shebetorah Miskaperes Pamachas Pashana V'Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav Miskaperes B'Kol Chodesh VeChodesh. Shneamar, Lochin Chai Anino Mashem Elokim, Imlo Yanis Mikdashai Timeta Vechulu. That's what the Tosefta says. Though this beginning of Masechta Shvuos, which talks a lot about Inyani Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav, this is one of the Averis discussed in Parshas VaYikra. We discussed this many months ago. But anyway, today is the Isser on the individual not going into the Mikdash, or as we'll see, not bringing anything Tameh into the Mikdash. Says the Chinuch now, Shenimna Kol Tameh Miikanes Bechala Mikdash Shedimyono L'Daros Kol Azara Mishar Nikanar V'Lifnim Shutchilas Ezras Yisrael. All the way, one is not allowed to go in from Shar Niknar into the past the Azara. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Can't go in. Shenemar v'litamos machaneim klor machaneh shechina. So here, interestingly, in contrast to what last time the Chinuch mentioned all three, but here he just focuses on machaneh shechina. The one has to leave the machaneh shechina, and if one doesn't, one violates the iser. Meaning inside the Ezras Nashim, one might not violate the iser yet, at least in full. V'haraya miyo zemich lahalavin. How do you know this is included in one of the isurim? Mashamur zechon levracha. The Gemara says a makas. Habala mikdash tamei chayev kares. If I go into the base of mikdash, when I'm Tamei, that's one of the Isurei Krisos. It's very chamur. Ksiv Onesh, Ksiv Azhara. The Onesh, Es Mikdash Hashem Timei V'Nichrasa, says later on, and Azhara, V'lo Yitamu Es Machaneyem. And a number of times we have throughout the Torah this mitzvah of not going into the base of Mikdash when one is Tamei. We have in this week's, this parsha, Naso, V'Shachum and Machaneh Ba'asei, V'Nayim Balos Ha'asei, D'Ksiv V'lo Yitamu Es Machaneyem. And it says, V'lo Mikdash Lo Savo, many different examples. As we mentioned last time, the Chinuch says emphasis doesn't mean you count it as more than one Isser. No, it's one Isser, and that is, it's just repeated for emphasis. V'yomer v'sefra, just finishing up, l'fi shenemar v'yizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, since it says, you will sprinkle on b'nei Yisrael and make them tahar, shomea ani bein mitocho bein me'acharav. Klomar, shemishakarav l'mikdash me'achorav, v'hu tamei sheyechayev kares, tamalomar b'yoledes v'lamikdash lotavo, klomar she'in loshen b'ya ela b'nichnas l'fnim. V'sham nesbar, so he talks about all the different details of going in and staying in there, But there are many different sources. Bases much of what he says on the words of the Rambam Menuchas B'es Mikdash. Let me just read a little bit of that. Hatameyam Shulam Harabayas. And Nichnas over below Sasei Veloke. Somebody violates. Bizman Azel, let's say. Somebody goes into Harabayas. We are all Tamemes today. Somebody goes into Harabayas or Chayiv. Malchus and Kares. Malchus and Kares go together. Shemar v'yatzel mechus ha-machane, zu machane shchina, v'lo yovol toch ha-machane, zu machane levia. V'chein mitzora, shenichnas to Yerushalayim loka. A mitzora who goes into Yerushalayim and gets Malchus. There he's including now even the Isurim outside the inner machane. Avalam nichnas, interesting halacha, this we mentioned at the end of the last mitzvah, if the mitzora has to go out of Yerushalayim and out of all walled cities. If he goes out of into Yerushalayim, he gets Malchus. Goes into other walled cities, he's not allowed, Badad Yeshev, but he doesn't get Malchus. Okay, either way, that is the Isser. Now the Rambam says, Tami Shinechas Lemikdash Bemezid, Anish Kares, Shinemar Avloyim Lo Yechveif, Ubisarol Yechaz Vanasavo No, Bishogig, you bring a carbon all over Yored, Vein Chayavan Kares, O carbon, Alamayazos Yisrov Lifnim, O Al Tosefes Ho Azara, Shizkadish Kiddish Gomor. Then he talks about which tumas that we'll speak about soon. As we'll see, this is a very lamaisa mitzvah that applies even today. Let me get back to the chinuch, who quotes the Rambam, but let's see it inside the chinuch. What type of tumas is one usur once one is tummy? If somebody is a tumas sheretz, somebody becomes tumas sheretz, then also he goes to the mikdash yischayev kares. What are the parameters? Says the chinuch, shekol aton biyasmayim in haTorah v'hi atuma she'anozer shel Torah migaleach aleha. If anybody is chayiv to go to the mikvah, d'oraisa. In what way? If somebody is chayiv, it was tamei, a tumah that would make a nazir start over again. Start his counting by the Shem in a couple of days. We're going to get into all of the nazir mitzvos. 10 of them. Says the Rambam, if somebody becomes tamei, from a tumah that a nazir would have to start counting again. Chayev kares al bias mikdash im nichnas l'sham kodim tefila v'harif shemesh. If he goes in before he's fully tar, then he is chayev kares. Even the chinuch mentions it, but it's an important halacha. Even tefil yom, even if he's on his last day of becoming tar and he just has to wait till sunset, tefil yom he's still chayev kares if he goes in. He's still, we're going to talk about the minchas chinuch in a minute. Aval atame b'tumas meis she'ein on azim agalei chalei. But as we'll learn, there are some types of tumas meis that makes another tame, but it does not ruin his entire count. So in that type of category, aval pishu tame tumas shiva, even though he's tame for 7 days, harizeh pater al bias mikdash. Pater to bias mikdash, right? There's no iser karis in that case. V'chein, or he talks about hanogeh, but kalim shenaga b'adam shenaga b'meis. If somebody touches kalim that touched a tame meis, so the kalim are rishons, o shenaga b'adam. Any of these others, avavishu tame rishon l'ninatuma, a person can become a rishon. Right, the rule is ein adam nitma elamei avatuma. A person can become a rishon, but if a person is a rishon, so it could be that they are pater on bias mikdash. V'dvar meilu halacha. This is the misora that we have. Only the very serious tumas are included. Interesting. If you look in the Rambam in the continuation, the chinuch doesn't. Actually, let's just read a little more chinuch and then we'll do the Rambam. The chinuch says in the next paragraph, not only is a person going in chayev kares, but this halacha also shows that it's not just about the person, it's about the mikdash. V'hazore kelim tmeyam l'mikdash. What if I throw a tamei kli into the base of mikdash? I stay on the outside and I throw a tamei kli. Afilu hayu kelim tmeyam shenagu b'meis. Even if they were avatumas. Pater min hakares avachayev malkus. You're not going to get kares for that, but there's a chiyah malchus there. Because the iser is defiling the mikdash. Not just me. It's a zilzal if I go in. If I'm machnis, if I throw in, right, then I'm not even going in. Chayav malchus for that. Shneemar v'emlo yechabesu v'zaro lo yechatz. And we learn from there, shalrechitzas gufo anish kares, v'yal kibas begadim loke arba'im. We only get, one gets malchus for that. If you look in the Rambam discusses this in Hilchas Tuma Bias Mikdash. The Rambam says, based on the Gemara, Hamachnis Sheretz v'chayotzei bo l'mikdash. Let's say I bring in a Sheretz, which is Tamei. O Sheikhnas Adam Tamei l'mikdash. Or I bring in my friend who is Tamei. So I'm Chayev Kares for that. If I bring in a Sheretz, if I bring in another person. But Aval Hazorei Kalim Tameim l'mikdash. If I bring a Tamei Kli, Afilu Ayukim Shonagam Ameis. Patam and Akares Aval Chayev Malkus. That is the sheet of the Rambam. And the Ravid here argues, the Ravid says, I don't understand why there should be a difference, right? There's no difference between a Kli and a Sheretz. The Ravid argues on that halacha. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Oz Dalid, he says, venerally, interestingly, Lundis, how you view a Tvil Yom. What about a Kli that's Tvil Yom? A Kli that's Tvil Yom. We already said that a Tful Yom person is Chayef Karis. What about a Kli that's Tful Yom? And again, we're going to get to the Lomaisa issues in a minute, Bez Hashem. But nearly, she's a Rambam. According to the Rambam, that says you can't bring in Tamei Kalim. Even if they're Rishons, then it must be surely a Tful Yom you're not going to get Karis for, because a Tful Yom has the status of a Sheni Latuma. So Lechora, he says on the surface, the Rambam would for sure say that a Kli that's Tful Yom, you're waiting for sunset, wouldn't be a problem. But then he says, and according to the Rambam, it would be. But then he says, maybe it's not so clear. You're right, a Tful Yom is considered a Sheni, but maybe that's just in terms of the hierarchy of what it is. But until it's Tahar, you still see the roots of its Tumah. Tful Yom means it's not yet Tahar from its original Tumah. So ironically, says the Menchas Chinuch, in Dibur Asla Vehine, Efshar, the Tful Yom Tuma Chamura, Havilei Ketum Atzma. Maybe until I'm fully Tar, I'm connected to my original Tuma, and it's Chamur than a Rishon, even though it itself is a Sheni. Fascinating question. That is a beautiful question that the Menchas Chinuch deals with, and hopefully we'll talk about it more soon. Okay, the main issue here is what about Bizman Hazeh? Says the Chinuch in the last paragraph. We paskin the kedusha of the Shechina of the Beis Hamikdash is chay v'kayam. Yischayev kareis anichnas l'sham. V'hu tamei b'sadin shekasavnu. Shekedusas Hashem alav afilu ayom shu shamim. Even though it is desolate today, there is no Mikdash, even if all the Arabs would leave. That's it. We can't walk on there. Vashimosi is mikdashechem, avapi shehi shomimim. It is still bikadusha sa. So where does the controversy all start? It starts with a Rambam, and more so a Ravid. The Rambam clearly says in a number of places, most clear in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in the sixth parak, the Rambam says, bringing karbonis today is theoretically possible. There are a bunch of issues you have to get around, but says the Rambam, Leficha makriv and akarbonis kulan avabishe in shom bayis banui, v'yochlan kachin b'chol ha'azara. And you keep the karbanis there. Why? How is that possible? Why is it still Kodesh? And I don't say that about Shara Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says the Kedusha of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim flows from Kedushas, the Shechina, and the Shechina never left. The rest of Eretz Yisrael is based on Kibush, and that could be undone. But not Kedushas Yerushalayim. So the Rambam says clearly the same halacha that applied then applies now. Says the Ravid, very famous Ravid, here in Beis HaBechira, Svaraz Atzmo Huzeh, what the Rambam's talking about. V'lo yadati me'ayin lo. Where does he get it from? U'bekama makomos v'mishnah. Im'ein mikdash yirakev. You see there were differences in halacha between Zman and Mikdash and after Zman and Mikdash. And then he says right at the end, Kach nigla li misod Hashem li reyav. The Ravid says this a couple of times in Mishnah Torah, that he had a vision in the Beis Medrash. You don't have to say it's literally a vision, it just means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him special Siyata Deshmaya. Lefichach hanichnas atasham ein bo kares. The Ravid ends off, if you go into the Mikdash today, you don't get kares. Don't get kares. So many say from here, oh, you see, according to the Ravid, at least there's one day out there that there is no Kedushas Mikdash Bizman Hazeh, no problem with walking there. There is even a Me'iri in Maseches Shavuos and Daf Tezvav, and you might say the Me'iri and the Ravid are connected, they're both from Provence, southern France, where the Me'iri says, yeah, I heard people walk on Har HaBayis Bizman Hazeh. He says, he doesn't say that as a psak, but he says, yeah, I heard that people walk on Har HaBayis Bizman Hazeh. That is the Ravid, that is the Me'iri. The big problem is, first of all, the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that. Number two, the post can point out that the Ravid doesn't say mutter. The Ravid just says ein bo kares. Ein bo kares doesn't mean mutter. It means you don't get kares. We saw for the Rambam, Kalim, still an Issa Daraisa, but you just don't get kares. So this is why most Achronim assume that even according to the Ravid, there is an Isser D'Araisa. Today, you just don't get Kares. Why wouldn't you get Kares? So there's a beautiful piece that the Rav Jolti has in one of the Torah Shabbal Pez in 1968. This is when all the action was, right after the Six-Day War, and that's when all the poskim, Baruch Hashem, there was a Zochet, we were Zochet too, get the Makam HaMikdash back, so you got to teach all these halachas. So they all go into that whole Torah Shabbal Pez of Tavshin Chavches goes into the halachas of Har HaBayis. So there, Rav Jolti develops the idea that there are two kedushos of Mikdash. There's what he calls kedushas makom and kedushas mechitzos. David HaMelech, the Gemara says in Zvachim, Daf Chav Dalet, David HaMelech was mekadesh the Ritzpah. What does that mean? He didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. He was mekadesh the makom HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech then built the Mikdash and he was mekadesh even more, giving it what he calls kedushas mechitzos. But, says Rav Jolti, even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, they only destroy Kedushas Mechitzos. They can't destroy Kedushas Makom. And the Ravid holds that the Isser Kares is totally on Kedushas Mechitzos. But of course there's an Isser Daraisa. Kedushas Makom there. Vashanir Rav Avodas Ravid. Tahad the Batla Kedusha Rishona Vishniya Hainu the Batla Kedushas HaMikdash. Kivan the Kedushas HaMikdash totally Bebinyan. Ukshenech Rav Abayis Batla Kedushas HaMikdash. Avalagabe Kedushas HaMakom. Shumachan Eshchina. Kedusha Zula Betela. Shay Makom HaMikdash. Nivchar Vinis Kaddish Bekedushas Beis Olamim. That's it. Never leaves. And the Isser Kares is totally on the first point. And he talks about David and Shlomo and another, those other Nafkaminas in terms of other than, and fascinatingly, he also quotes the Gemara, the Makis, about the Shu'al walking across, Makam Shekasaba Vazarikar of Yumas. So he says, it sounds from there like the Rambam. Right, Vazarikar of Yumas. It sounds like Zachi of Misa there, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Isn't that a Rai Kasha on the Ravid? So he says, no, Yesh Litzchos. He says, Makam Shekasubo. It's Kasub about it, but it doesn't mean that it's it right now. But still, this is the makom. But interesting, it uses the words makom there. Anyway, but this is an explanation of the Ravid. Lamaisa, we hold that one has to be very, very careful. Going on to Har HaBayis Bezman HaZeh, again, that is a very controversial topic. That's a big issue in a number of the poskim. I'm not going to go into it at all. But just to read you one tshuva, most poskim are very strongly not supportive. Not supportive of going up to Har HaBayis, even just around the edge. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what the evidence. The evidence is most poskim say it's a problem. Rav Avadya, in the first volume of Yechaveh Das and Simen Chafei, talks about going up to Har HaBayis. So he's talking about the issue of the Ravid. So he says, first of all, look at the Tosefta and Shavuos and the Rambam. And you have a Ravid. Ravid's against everybody. And even the Ravid is not so clear. Lefichach, tzorach lahazir es ha'olam liyushalayim. Lebal yahinu la'alos la'arabayish hu isr chomer ma'od. Velo yistamcha misharosu l'tkoat smol dvar halacha. Right, he says it's negative of a poskim. And even those who are very, very knowledgeable, they want to go up to the edge, they think that that's okay. But how could you be, it's you're opening up a Pandora's box. People are going to go up there, they're going to go a little further there and they're allowed to. Once you open it up, you're going to, oh, so-and-so goes, he says, it's Ein L'Davar Sof, it is very difficult, he says, to matter such things, because it just could lead to trouble. He said, he discussed a little bit also in that tshuva, what about in an airplane, what about in a helicopter, going over Har HaBayis, but that is issues of Lamaisa. There's an interesting discussion also to mention, again, a number of points in this, related to this mitzvah, and that is, where does the Kedusha start? Where does the Kedusha start? If you look at the Minchas Chinuch in Os Vav, he talks about the sugya of Bia B'miksas, partial entering in. Bia B'miksas, meaning, what happens if somebody sticks their hand into the Azara? So that is a discussion in the Rishonim. The Rambam holds, if somebody sticks their hand into the Azara, it's only Asa D'Rabbanan. Right? Bia B'miksas. There in Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam says, V'chaitame Sheikhnes Yadav L'Mikdash, Makanus O'Makas Mardus. So this is D'Rabbanan. You have to figure out how do you read certain gemaras of a mitzora standing at Shar Niknar, getting sprinkled on. But that's the Rambam Shita. Tame bia b'miksas is lav shma bia. And again, the Ravid argues there. The other Ravid is more chamor. We're still in Issa D'Oraisa. Machlokas Rambam Ravid about bia b'miksas. Where does this come up? It comes off, the post can discuss, putting in papers into the cracks in the kotel. First of all, the shayla is bia b'miksas shma bia. Does it count? So if it is, number one. Number two, then what about the thickness of the walls of the kotel? Do we say that there's kedusha in there, one has to be careful, even if you can touch the outside of the kotel, maybe not in. So there were a number of earlier achronim, the Maral Diskin and the Aderet, Rav Cook's father-in-law, and others, that asa, they said you cannot put your fingers inside the cracks of the kotel, bia b'miktas is shma bia, one has to be careful about that. Right, the Gemara says in Zvachim, Reish Lakish says, Tami Shehichnes Yadol Lefnim Loka. So Lechora Tami, it's sticking ones in. Yavnei Nezer deals with a number of these issues, and he holds Lekula in these cases. Again, Yavnei Nezer, I don't think was ever in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know, but he is Mekel. He says, first of all, putting a finger in is not like putting a whole, you don't put a whole arm in. Right? You're putting a little finger in. Number one. Number two, even if you want to say that Bia B'miksas is a problem, maybe that's only where there's a doorway, where you're supposed to go in there, and you put your arm in there, and that could be a problem. But here, it's closed up. It's a little crack in there that doesn't go all the way through. So says the Avnei Nezer. This is in Simin Chela Kei Simin Shinun. So maybe that's not Derek Knesa at all. So again, there are a number of people that are Machmir, but many are Mekel. The Tis Eliezer already quotes earlier from the Arachayim HaKadosh, the Minog of hundreds of years ago, to putting Kvitz Lach into the Kotel. But again, those who do not do it follow the Machmirim that say that maybe there's Kedusha in there and want us to be worried. Mashenkin, those who are Mekelim, hold like the Avnei Nezer and others that one doesn't have to worry about these issues. But again, the Isser of Knisa Lamikdash, the Isser of Tummy going into the Mikdash, Baruch Hashem, is Lamaisa today, that we have to prevent ourselves from doing it. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make us all tahar, and in that way, Baruch Hashem, we will be able to all go into the Mikdash. I didn't even get into that. What happens if you become Tummy in the Mikdash? Do you get an Isser for not going out, just staying there? Right, that also. What if you go in there and then you're warned, get out, and then then you don't get out? You get other averes. Lemon Chasidut talks about this here. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The next mitzvah will be the mitzvah of vidui. The mitzvah of vidui.